Back on the KCII Football Friday preview show, it's now time to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Sigourney Chiodo Senior Carson Sprouse. Carson, congrats, and thanks for joining me this week.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Carson, the team's coming off of a round of 16 win last week at the Snake Pit, a 35-14 win over Beckman Catholic. Well, first off, Carson, when you look back at the game last Friday night, what do you think the biggest difference was?
I think the biggest difference was just our team's overall toughness. Our coaches preach a lot on being in condition and just having our toughness upgraded from going and doing tire flips and push sleds and pull sleds. They really preach a lot on that, and as well as being just more physical in the game as well.
Mm-hmm. Something that ended up being huge in the game was inside the 20s on both sides of the ball. Offensively, when you got in the red zone, you were able to punch it in. And then defensively, when you were backed up in your own territory, you found a way to create some turnovers. You had one of the fumble recoveries. Coach Jensen has harped on his red zone defense all season long. What have you guys been able to do inside the red zone this year?
Well, the thing that our coach has been hitting on, mainly Coach Weber and Jensen, is our motto is bend, don't break. Do your job and let the play continue out. And the way I see it from their point of view is that they have the confidence in us to make the plays, and the defense knows we're backed up, so we play every play like it's going to be our last in any way.
You're really methodical offensively last week. How were you able to move the rock down the field?
The line was just us linemen were just clicking on all cylinders, whether it's the traps or down blocks or blocking assignments in general. And I also give tons of credit to our backs as well. They were hitting the holes perfectly, and our run game was just, it was clicking all cylinders.
A part of that offensive line, you're the center. What do you like about that position?
I just really like being like the head of the line in general. I like to be able to see the backers come up and just watch and pick the defensive line movements out and everything. And I love the down block. Down blocks are fun.
From August till now, offensive line, how have you guys improved?
I think from, if you look from our Mid-Prairie first game to now, you see a completely new line. From Mid-Prairie, the guys that we have in right now, we haven't really played together as well, but our line coaches have made us go up against each other and practice more, and the chemistry and the bonding has gone into that big time. Mm-hmm. On Tuesdays, we hit a lot and a lot of O-line work as a group, and doing all the down block assignment drills as well as the reaching blocks and even hooking as well. They go and key into it big time, and then we're able to go out and execute on the field.
In your senior campaign, what type of leadership role have you taken on this year for the Cobras?
I've tried to be the fire on the defensive side of the ball. I tried to give like the people the motivation to go out and play every play to the best of their ability, no matter what, and just to lead it all and give your total maximum of effort on the field as much as possible.
How about the D-line? How has the chemistry really taken a step up these last several games?
Working together as a one unit is very big to our line. See, I started out as a linebacker, but then I was able to use my quickness to get off the ball, so I moved down to the D-line. And our communication among the D-line has really been a key aspect of our defense, because the line, getting the lined up right to the strength call, we are just hitting it perfect every time. And I think that is very key to our success on the D-line.
Mm-hmm. Here in the state quarterfinal matchup, going to face off with Waterloo Columbus. Having watched them on film, Carson, what stands out about them?
Their special teams and their kick return. Their special teams is probably the best special teams we have seen all year, if not the best in 1A. They're very, very, very quick as well. So I think we are going to have to contain big time and treat special teams as important as possible.
So outside of special teams, maybe offense or defense, what's a big key in this ball game?
They have excellent linebackers, so I think it's very important for the RO line to be able to get down to the secondary level to the linebackers and get them blocked as well.
For you and your fellow seniors, this is going to be your last time at the Snake Pit. Knowing that and everything that's on the line, the trip to the Dome is on the line, what do you think is going to run through your mind before the game?
This is my last time playing on this field. I want to make it a lasting memory one. I also want to come out on top and come off that field knowing I gave everything I could, no matter what. And I could speak for my other fellow seniors as well when I say we will give our maximum amount of effort every single play. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a big thing that's going to be going through our mind the whole time.
And talking to Coach Jensen all season long, I know with the seniors, I'm sure last year has been on your mind pretty much all year, just missing out on the playoffs. How has that motivated this 2020 squad?
Oh, I think it lit a fire under our butts as well, big time. I think that we were all super, super almost ticked off to see how we did excellent throughout the whole season. And then knowing we were almost kind of robbed out on the spot in the playoffs. So I think in the weight room and in practice, all the way through football, we have just used that as motivation to keep going and treating every single play like it's our last.
Good stuff. This is a loaded question, Carson, but what does it mean to be a Cobra?
I think what it means to be a Cobra is you're one big family. Huge, giant family. Toughness is also a big thing, being a part of a Cobra. The coaches preach on it, and that's what also allows us to be able to win games as well, just the toughness of our players. And our coaches preach on it big time, is you're just one big family. Yeah. That's why I really think this team's gotten far is off of just chemistry among us big time.
Right on. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So, Carson, how do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
Well, my pregame is I listen to my pregame music playset. And then I also, when we get out on the field, we do go through all of our stretches, like our hamstrings, knees, feet, everything. And then for the linemen, we go down to the end zone. We work on our blocking assignments as well as shooting our hands as well. And then we roll back into TMO and run through our plays.
What type of music is Carson Sprouse listen to before a game?
Well, some people might find it a shock, but I like to listen to a lot of Jason Aldean and Tim McGraw before I play football games.
All right. So a little change up. I like it. Carson, last question before I let you go here. Getting outside of football, since you are a senior, I'm going to ask future plans. Have you thought about it yet?
Yes, I have. I've been looking big into joining the Marine Corps as a demolition expert and infantryman.
Okay. Well, good for you, man. Why does that seem like a good fit for you? Why do you want to go into that?
Well, I'm not too sure what I really want to do outside of high school. So then I looked at the Marines, and I thought of, like, all the benefits I get, all the life and teaching moments they provide, as long with just the being able to have the toughness and the willing to fight for your country and being a Marine.
Very good. Well, awesome. Carson, it's good talking with you today. Best of luck against the Sailors. We'll be pulling for you.
Thank you. Go Cobras.
That's Carson Sprouse, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week, ahead of tonight's contest against Waterloo Columbus. We'll step aside and close things out on the KCII Football Friday Preview Show right after this.